All right, voices from the community. I'm here with Rhett. Did I get that right?
Okay. Yes.
From Habitat for Humanity, and he's, I guess, the lead foreman here.
That's right.
That's right. Okay. And I'm going to have him just kind of take over this conversation and talk a little bit about his involvement with Habitat for Humanity and what he does. So go ahead, Rhett.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Today we're in Southgate, Los Angeles, working on a four-bedroom home and as part of Habitat for Humanity Greater LA. Our mission is to eliminate substandard housing here in the United States and around the world. In doing that, we use a lot of volunteers in that process. So I think a big portion of helping to eliminate substandard housing is to actually engage the community and really get people out there, knowing their neighbors, really helping out and lending a hand whenever they can. And so I started with Habitat for Humanity a year and a half ago. I was a full-time volunteer for a year through the AmeriCorps program, which is funded by the federal government in Ventura, California, and just loved it. The feelings I got through giving back and helping people that did need a hand was incredible. And so homelessness is a problem that extends far beyond our communities. It's worldwide, but as well, it's not something that's just worldwide. It is something that is in every community. And so you don't have to travel to Africa to go help out. You can do it on your block. Mm-hmm. You can do it on your street. Talk to your neighbors. Mm-hmm. Find out about those people around you that need help, because it is a community-driven effort.
Okay, great. So have you always wanted to be a carpenter or a builder, or is this your life's path? Or
it is, yes. I'm a free spirit. I'm a traveler. And I grew up with a father that was a builder, and so he built every house that we ever lived in. Mm-hmm. And it's something that is much like, I think, music. It's something that is a communication that transcends a lot of languages. People always need shelter, regardless of where you are, and so I like to be able to prepare myself for being able to travel the world. And I love interacting with people, and especially doing it with volunteers and helping for a cause larger than just yourself. It's a great way to be able to impart skills to someone else and have it be an educational experience and have it be something that is very, very rich. At the end of the day, I feel so good when I go home, not because of having completed another necessary construction task, but for having taught someone how to do that. And the analogy of, you know, give a man a fish and feed him for a day and teach a man to fish and feed him for a lifetime. When people leave here on the site, they know a little bit more about how their house works and about how to build shelter. And you can build shelter out of just about anything as long as you have those basic skills.
Has Habitat for Humanity taken you to any other places besides Southern California? Have you worked in any other locations yet?
I haven't worked with Habitat in any other locations.
Uh-huh.
I came to Habitat as a way to be able to get those initial building skills that I was looking for.
Okay.
I've done an extensive amount of traveling in Central America and Mexico, and now Habitat's a part of my life.
All right.
Every place I go, I'll always be looking for Habitat affiliates.
Okay. So your feelings, your opinions, what do you think about the homeless condition here in the greater Los Angeles area? From what you've seen?
I live in Venice Beach, and I've noticed an increase definitely in the homeless population, and it concerns me for sure. I think it is something that's on the rise. With that being said, I think it is an opportunity for people to re-evaluate what's important to them on a community level. Where I live, I actually live as part of a larger intentional community, and then so we're 10 people that live in a home, which is really funny because I think by regulations and by normal standards, it would be considered an environment in which would be substandard housing. But because of the organizational structure of the fact that we all want to be there and we're all productive members of that household, it's actually the most rich, incredibly beautiful living situation I've ever encountered. So it is a way for people to be able to restructure how they live and what they consider to be the most efficient way to live. And so mm-hmm. rather than everyone kind of fighting for their individual self, mm-hmm. if you can become part of a larger community and really help each other out mm-hmm. and use that teamwork, mm-hmm. so much can get accomplished.
So that's what you see happening in Venice, where you live?
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, the community network in Venice is really deep, and it just continues to grow. Every day when I go back and I meet a new neighbor, I feel like I'm a little less alone. Uh-huh, in Los uh-huh, Angeles, uh-huh. and especially when it comes to dealing with housing issues. If someone needs a spot to stay, right. By all means, you know, I don't mind taking them in, really helping them out, doing what I can. And so I think on a larger level, I see more of that all the time. When people are unemployed and they come out here to volunteer at Habitat, that's an example of how people are really starting to bridge those gaps. And like, while financially they might not be coming as successful, I think that there's a lot more fulfillment. There's a lot more interaction with mm-hmm. the people around. It's really, really okay. nice to see.
One last thing we want to cover. Housing the homeless, it's one thing to put someone in a room with four walls, give them a key and a door. But a large majority of us homeless, and I include myself, we have our mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And to take us off the street and expect us to make a healthy transition without still carrying that which we lived with on the streets is very hard for us. So what do you think about the mental health services here in the greater Los Angeles area as it pertains to homelessness?
I'm not very familiar with the services that are offered, mm-hmm. so it's hard for me to comment, but I was in Portland, Oregon a while ago.
Okay.
And in Portland, they have a area that's been designated for homeless people and is run exclusively by homeless people. And it's known as Dignity Village. And in Dignity Village, I went there and I visited the place and I saw it. And what they've done with the city gave them a parking lot and they've turned it into the most beautiful village. And there's so much responsibility there. Like, people have so much pride mm-hmm. for what they have as homeless individuals mm-hmm. with really no specific financial equity involved in the project. It's incredible. And so I think with those homeless issues, or with the mental health issues, it is very important to acknowledge them and to really use those models of helping someone out, rehabilitating them. I'm someone who's very involved in health and more from a natural standpoint of mm-hmm. Looking at people's diets. I think that when you talk about cultivating your own food mm-hmm. to eliminate a lot of the pesticides, a lot of the GMO type of things that we find in everyone's diet, that can really help people from a mental point of view as well. Mm-hmm. And so there's ways that as a community we can deal with those things as well. It's just a matter of being supportive, not giving up, and just continuing to just move forward in a way that, you know, no one left behind.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Well, great, Rhett. Thank you very much for your time today. And we'll be in touch.
Great. Okay.